Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents one of America's best-loved operettas, Blossom Time, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Gordon McRae and his two guest stars, Kenny Baker and Lucille Norman. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we bring you the immortal melodies of Franz Schubert in the operetta based on the life and music of that great composer. Blossom Time. In the role of Baron Schober in tonight's performance, you will hear the popular tenor of radio and screen, Kenny Baker, and as Mitzi, the charming young soprano, Lucille Norman. As we turn back the pages of time, I become the composer Franz Schubert. It all began in blossom time in Vienna. I was seated at a table in a small outdoor cafe with my closest friend, Baron Franz Schubert. It was spring in Vienna, and the springtime of my life. Did you ever see such a day, Schubert? Look at that sky.
Yes, but at the moment I'm more interested in my stomach. Say, I tell you what, let's do. Let's order everything on the menu, huh?
Wait a minute, Franz. Remember, I'm just a poor composer.
A great composer like Franz Schubert shouldn't have to worry about material things. Your thoughts should be on youth and spring and music.
Oh, they are, Franz. They are. And what inspiration I get on such a day as this.
Birds are darting, buds are starting, hand in hand go girl and boy. Very charming, but for calming is the wind-up's golden joy. I would roam from my home far across the sea. My joy best is expressed in a melody. What more royal, comrade loyal, greater blessings can you tell? Cease your pondering, wine and wandering, friendship, or it will lose its spell. Oh, gentle April, who blesses the earth with caresses, be kindly and give me the girl of my heart. Soft maiden's bosom, let sweet lilacs blossom, while I sing her praises, my springtime thou. Oh, how the world laughs in springtime, 'tis ever known as love's own ringtime.
Why are we waiting? The birds are mating. In every tree they chirp and sing.
And in the green forest flowers, we'll twine a wreath of snowy flowers. Why do we tarry? It's time to marry. Come pluck the blossoms in the spring. Oh, how the world laughs in springtime. Tis ever known as love's own ringtime.
Why are we waiting? The birds are mating. In every tree they chirp and sing.
And in the green forest bowers, we'll find a wreath of snowy flowers. Why do we tarry? It's time to marry. Come pluck the blossoms in the spring.
That was was the song we sang that day. That day to be remembered above all others, because it was still the day I first met Mitzi Kranz. Shover and I were still at our table when she came up to us and spoke. And I looked at her and saw in her eyes the end of my seeking.
Pardon me, but you're Baron Franz Shover, aren't you?
Why, yes.
Don't you remember me?
Frankly, I don't think...
You have forgotten me. And after giving me your key and everything, why, Baron Schober.
Why, Baron Schober.
What key?
The key to your ice skates.
My ice skates? Why, I haven't been ice skating since I was 10 years old.
10? Why, you told me you were 12.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Of course. Why, you're Mitzi. Mitzi Kranz.
That's right.
Oh, this is Christian Kranz's daughter, Franz. Mitzi, may I present Mr. Schubert?
How do you do?
You're not Franz Schubert, the great composer.
Well, I am a composer.
Why, I know many of your songs. I'm honored to meet you.
Thank you, Miss Franz. I'm delighted to meet you.
Baron Schubert, the lady sitting at that corner table, wonders if you'll spare her a moment of your time.
Oh, why, yes. Madame Bellabruna. I was supposed to see her after the opera last night, but I... Well, would you excuse me a moment, Mitzi?
Of course.
I'll get rid of her as quickly as possible.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes. There's excitement in the air today. I felt it the moment you sat down at the table.
I felt it, too.
Moments like this have been the inspiration for music since time began. A lovely girl, a spring day, and a lonely man.
Once on a time in a kingdom by the sea lived a young prince and a lonely.
Under enchantment of magic mystery,
to be set free by one only.
Weary he waited while years sped along.
Mitzi asked to study music with me, and from that day on, life took on a deep, new meaning. Sometimes when the lesson was over, Franz Schober would stop by, and the three of us would linger at the piano over one of my songs. And sometimes, as we sang, Mitzi would look at me, and I would wonder if she guessed that every song I wrote was written for her.
That's such a lovely song, Mr. Schubert. Don't you think so, Franz?
Oh, yes, indeed. One of the most beautiful melodies he's ever written. What are you going to call it, Franz?
Serenade.
Let's sing it again, Mr. Schubert, and perhaps Baron Schober will join us this time.
Well, if you insist, but it really seems more suitable for two voices than three.
Under your window, deep in the shadow, stand I here alone.
my songs were all for her. But she never guessed. She never guessed. Later at a party given at Mitzi's home that Baron Schober and I attended, I think everyone there knew but Mitzi.
You're in love with her, aren't you, Franz?
Is it so obvious?
Obvious. As far as you're concerned, there's no one else in the world but her.
Franz, I've been wanting to talk to you. You've always been such a dashing gentleman among the ladies that I wondered if...
Yes?
Well, you see, I've written a love song. Here it is. Would you sing it to Mitzi for me, and would you tell her how I feel?
Well, of course I'll do it, Franz. At least I'll do my best.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, here you are, both of you. We were all wondering what had become of you. Come, let's go out in the garden.
Mitzi, just a moment. Franz has composed a new song just for you. I'm sure you want to hear it.
Really? Oh, Mr. Schubert, that's wonderful.
Come, sit down and let me sing it for you. Here, the chair of honor. Franz, is the orchestra ready?
Yes, I'm here at the piano.
The zephyr murmurs to his love the trees. The lilacs yield their honey to the bees. The nightingale sobs out his accents long, while I can only breathe to you in song. While I can only breathe to you my yearning song. Thou art my love, thou art my love, and thou wilt ever be my only love, my only love. The earth gives out its perfume through the rain. The sunshine calls the traitor back again. The sea pursues his love, the lady moon, and all the world is wrapped in lovely June. So let my heart receive your gentle answer soon. Thou art my love, thou art my love, and thou wilt ever be my only love, my only love.
Oh, Franz, Franz.
Now is the time to speak for me, my friend. I'll wait for her answer in the garden.
Mitzi, Franz Schubert has written this song to tell you of his love. He wants you for his wife.
But I cannot marry him, Franz. I don't love him.
You must love him, Mitzi. Why, you're the whole world to him. All the beauty in his mind and heart are yours.
Oh, Franz, I cannot help how I feel. I cannot change how I feel. It's you. You I love.
No, Mitzi. Oh, Mitzi. Oh, my dearest, I love you. I love you.
Oh, Franz, my darling.
No. No, it's for my dearest friend, Franz Schubert, I promised to speak. Oh, what can I say to Franz?
Say nothing.
Franz.
I saw it all. I understand. It will bring me great joy to know that you both are happy. Miss Mitzi, go. Tell your father the good news.
Come, darling.
Goodbye, Mr. Schubert. We shall never forget you.
Of course. How could I have thought even for a moment she would ever love me? I have my music, my eternal mistress. She will never desert me.
Mitzi.
the second act of Blossom Time in just a moment. But first, nearly all of us at one time or another have paused as we drive along the highways to watch a freight train go thundering by, and maybe to wonder what all the different cars from the different railroads are carrying and where they come from and where they are going. And you might well give a thought to those freight trains, for they are an indispensable part of our daily lives. They provide the basic transportation which makes possible the nationwide distribution of the vast output of American farms and factories, mills and mines. Freight trains are not only essential in production and consumption of goods, they are essential in the operation of other forms of transportation as well. Take, for example, your own automobile. Without freight trains to assemble the materials of which it is made, there could be no such thing as an automobile at anything like the low cost of our American cars. Without railroad freight service, it would be impossible to build and maintain the fine highways which give use and meaning to your automobile. And even if your automobile and your highways existed, you would not be able to make much satisfactory use of them if it were not for freight trains. For trains carry 7/8 of all the intercity freight traffic which moves over land. And they carry this 7/8 on their own special highways of steel and not on the busy public highways. So doing, the freight train adds immeasurably to the use and satisfaction which you get from your automobile and your highways. So the next time you see a freight train, remember that it is not only an indispensable part of the whole process of production and consumption in this country, but it also makes possible the creation and the satisfactory use of another great transportation facility, your highways. And now back to the second act of Blossom Time, starring Gordon McRae as Franz Schubert, and his guest stars Kenny Baker as Franz Schober and Lucille Norman as Mitzi.
After that night when I knew Mitzi was lost to me, I tried to lose myself completely in my music. But all inspiration was gone. For weeks, I hardly left my room. I saw no one. And then, one night, I had a strange caller.
I'm sorry to bother you so late in the evening, Mr. Schubert, but I am Count Schantoff, the husband of the famous opera singer, Madame Bellabruna.
Oh, yes, yes, I've heard Madame Bellabruna sing.
I would like to arrange for you to write an opera for her.
I should be honored.
Circumstances may not permit me to talk with you again about this at a later date, but I want you to know that I have arranged payment for you in my will, providing, of course, that you accept the assignment.
Your will?
Whether we meet again, Mr. Schubert, depends entirely upon the accuracy of my aim.
Oh, a duel.
Let us say, rather, an affair of honor. This man is in love with my wife. She admits it. And certainly I know Baron Schober's reputation.
Schober? Are you referring to Franz Schober?
Yes. We meet at dawn.
Oh, Count Schantoff, this is all a mistake. Schober is very much in love with the daughter of the court jeweler, Mitzi Kranz. They plan to be married.
You know Schober?
He is my closest friend. Count Schantoff, let those who have been fortunate enough to find happiness live and enjoy it.
You plead well, sir. All right. Have Baron Schober send his seconds to me. We will arrange a reconciliation.
Thank you. I'll send word to him at once.
Good night, Mr. Schubert. We will meet again.
Good night, Count Schantoff. I sent a messenger to Baron Schober's home, telling him to come to my rooms as quickly as possible. Waiting for him to arrive, I began thinking of the mysteries and wonders of the universe, pondering why one man loves and finds his love returned, and why another loves in vain. Suddenly I could hear music, the most beautiful music I had ever heard. And I could hear Mitzi's voice singing in my heart. And all at once I knew the answer. For that music was born of love and pain and heartbreak.
Oh!
Even as I finished writing the music, there was a knock at the door. And when I opened it, there was Franz Schobert, and Mitzi was beside him.
Franz, I was so happy to get your message.
Mitzi and I have wanted to come to see you many times, but we didn't know if
you wanted to see us.
Of course I wanted to see you. I count you two the best friends I have in the world. Come in, come in.
It's so good to see you, Franz.
Thank you, Mitzi. Franz, Count Schantoff was here. He wants to speak to your seconds to arrange a reconciliation.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Franz, I don't know how to thank you or what to say.
Don't try, my friend. Just be happy together. Always.
We will, Franz. We will.
And so, I give my song of love to you. Take it and sing it. For it belongs to people like you who meet and fall in love in blossom time.
You are my song of love.